Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live from the surface of the sun. Holy shit, it's hot in New York City today. Truly on the Cheesehead TV social channels for another edition of Packers Daily. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all having a great Wednesday wherever you are. The Green Bay Packers still prepping for the start of OTAs. It's a bit, push and pull that I see all these other teams having OTAs and availabilities and generating headlines for content, and the Packers still waiting till after Memorial Day to have their OTAs, open sessions with the media. But I do think, it is good that we get to take a breath, take this elongated break. I do think, this 365 nature of football coverage is probably detrimental to us as fans. So I always encourage everybody to go and have experiences, do things, get away, have fun, get interested in other things during the offseason. Not that you're not paying attention and diving deep into every development and headline the Packers sphere generates, but it's also good to go, see a movie, read a book, listen to some music, do other things, go to a museum, whatever you need to do to, enrich yourself while the Green Bay Packers are essentially, working in a lab, getting better, doing things in the classroom that we aren't privy to, etc., working out, rehabbing, all the things to build themselves up in the offseason to hit the ground running when training camp starts. And then, pads come on and we actually have some football to talk about. But I know without the interest, without the constant 24/7 365 drill down, Cheesehead TV doesn't exist. And that's why I really appreciate each and every one of you who shows up here every day for Packers Daily, who shows up for happy hour, which was phenomenal last night. A lot of fun, great conversations with fans from all over the world. And speaking of happy hour, Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, make sure that you have checked out the information for the 2026 meetup. Make sure you save the date. The information is on your respective pages. We have picked out the weekend. If you are a supporter, if you are someone who supports the Cheesehead TV brand, I can't begin to tell you how much fun this weekend is each and every year. We've been doing this now, I want to say like 6-7 years. Always a good time. Make sure you save the date. Go find it in the information there on the Patreon page or the Care of the G Club page here on YouTube. Save that date. Get yourself some tickets. Come on out. We always have a party the day before the game. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun watching Zaire Franklin as a member of the Green Bay Packers. I like that he's doing some kind of, car wash-esque stuff here, doing a bunch of interviews. I know he was on Chris Long's podcast. Highly recommend that interview. I know he appeared on NFL Network with the Insiders folks. And I also kind of peruse the comments on some of these outlets and their appearances, and some fans, now some of it is, trolls, opposing fans, whatever, but I do see some Packers fans talking about, his PFF grade, the bane of my existence, and how, he's older, going to be 30 at the end of his career, so to speak. I think there's a whole lot to be excited about when it comes to Zaire Franklin, and I understand the PFF thing that people want to latch on to instantly, but there is context there, right? For instance, I love how everyone jumps to that, but no one talks about the fact that he had ankle surgery last offseason and missed all of the on-field work in OTAs and minicamp in the offseason while they were installing a new defense with a new defensive coordinator that he had never worked with before. But that always gets conveniently left out. Now, fast forward, he's in Green Bay with, yes, a new system, a new coordinator, albeit a guy he's worked with before in Gannon. But he's there from the jump, working to understand the defense, know his place in it, what's being asked of him down in and down out, different situations, playbook, all of the stuff that he can now put on the field in a way he couldn't last offseason. But again, no one wants to talk about that. No, it's his PFF grade. Man, fuck his PFF grade. He's still a really good, really good football player. And pairing him with Edgerrin Cooper, he is ready to ball out, which is essentially what he said to Chris Long. Again, highly recommend checking that conversation out. But man, it ain't like this man forgot how to play football, but people act like he just fell off a cliff. He's still productive. That's the other thing. Still a tackle machine. Yes, some rough looks in coverage. Ain't going to lie. Certainly where if you're an opposing play caller, that's how you're going to want to attack the Packers defense initially till he shows that that's, you know, in the past, so to speak, or that Jonathan Gannon has a plan so that he can't get taken advantage of by some of the more athletic tight ends and or running backs. Certainly, he will be tested. But man, this is a guy who is ready for a rebound, who still has a lot, and I mean a lot of gas left in the tank. And I am tired of some of the complaints or, you know, diminishment of his play because of a PFF grade. He is still ready to ball out in the green and gold for your green and Green Bay Packers in 2026 and beyond. That's the other component here. Don't forget, as he said, and I think Brian said point blank, Gutekunst has been trying to trade for him for years. And this is not a one-year Band-Aid situation. The contract they gave him when they traded for him and adjusted his contract would indicate he's in the planning here over the course of the next few years. This is not a one-year Band-Aid situation. So get behind Zaire Franklin. This guy's ready to come in and ball out for the green and gold. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see you all in the chat. Hello, Joe, Jim, Dennis. All the regulars are here. Always good to see. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout-out to our friends, starting with Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King partners with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video, or indeed on our website, on our app. We've got individualized links for each and every game. Check out Ticket King. Give them a look if you're looking for Packers tickets. Preseason, regular season, postseason, they're your spot. Of course, I also got to give a shout-out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop into ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care in Appleton. Open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at ThetaCare.org. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? We got a bunch of super chats. Holy Toledo, what's going on? Jerry starting us off. Aaron is retiring to the Himalayas. Yes, Aaron Rodgers in front of the press today, indicating that this will be his final year in the NFL. Retiring after 2026. Salut, Aaron. And I did like how he talked about when Mike Tomlin stepped away, he thought that would probably be it. But then when they hired McCarthy, he opened up his mind to the possibility of returning. I think every football fan is very excited to watch these two back together. Just talk about a phenomenal narrative, some real drama, getting the band back together, as it were. I think we're all going to have a really good time watching this. E4, what's going on, man? Poor Matt LaFleur. First, it was, well, he had Rodgers. And when we go undefeated this season, it will be, well, he had Love. I do think he will undoubtedly be given some kudos for the development of one Jordan Love, but I hear you. I hear you. Brody, how you doing, man? Just had an important interview. Can I get a Go Pack Go? Go Pack Go, brother! I hope you, and I hope, there's no hope involved. I know you nailed that interview, dude. Get after it. Let me know how it goes. Excited for you. Jerry, thanks again, man. My first game at Lambeau will be the Cheesehead TV meetup. There you go! Your first game at Lambeau? Really? Your first game ever at Lambeau? Get on it, dude. That's awesome. Can't wait. What's up, Simitovich? Cannot believe you're a day late. Can't believe it. I was waiting for you yesterday, though I'm sure you were otherwise detained. Sorry I missed yesterday. I was too busy celebrating a championship. Come on, you Gunners. Tottenham to relegation. We can only hope. Look, I know way too many Hotspur fans to be rooting for their relegation, though I did enjoy beating up on them yesterday with the Blues. But, man, I don't know. Something about it, Premier League without Spurs would feel wrong. So I hear you. I know they're supposed to be mortal enemies to Chelsea, and, like, well, I should be, by the fan code, rooting for their demise. But, like I said, I know too many Spurs fans who I would feel pretty bad for, actually. So, Yeah, but congrats to Arsenal. 22 years in the making. It's about time. Congratulations. Adrian, how you doing, man? Is it just me, or have the Packers reduced the amount of Packers Everywhere events under Ed policy? I don't know about that. I mean, they had a bunch of, what do you call them, pep rallies last year, and I think they're still a pretty significant presence. I haven't really thought about it. I'd have to go look. I do think, look, just between the two gentlemen in question, whether it's Mark Murphy or Ed Policy, Murphy was a bit more outgoing, trying to get in front of a microphone type. Now, that's not a slag on him. It's not like it's just a difference. So maybe you haven't seen as much as Ed as you did Mark, but Packers Everywhere has felt just as active. I don't know, man. I haven't really kept a tab on it. But, you know, don't worry. Cheesehead TV is here to take up the mantle. Because look, what does Packers Everywhere do? They hold pep rallies at road games traditionally, right? Well, now you can come to Cheesehead TV events before the games in Green Bay. So we'll kind of slide in and kind of take up the mantle, as it were, to pregame activities and fun the night before games in Green Bay. So then you can have the best of both worlds. You can do Packers Everywhere on the road and Cheesehead TV in Green Bay. How's that? That's the best I got. What else we got? Jerry, thanks again, man. I'm from Montana, so Lambeau was a trek for my family. I was also too broke in college. First time at Lambeau was last year at the draft. Dude, that was a hot time to be at Lambeau. That was an excellent weekend. My goodness. That whole stretch of days, that three-day experience, so much better than I thought it was going to be. And I thought it was going to be good, but they talk about knocked it out of the park. Can't wait. I know it'll be a while, but I cannot wait for the draft to be back in Green Bay. And I know, you know, we've got the announcement that draft is going to be in Minnesota in the next couple of years, I think 2028. So you will be, you know, ground zero there. You can go to that draft and you can compare and contrast. What else we got here, folks? Adrian Wright, look at this. We got a traveler in our midst. I'll be there for the Jets game and Saints game events. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Yes. Night before the Jets game here in New York, we'll be at Kettle of Fish at 7 p.m. on Saturday, September 19th. Make sure you make it out if you're in the area, if you're coming to the game. And yes, we will be having an event down in New Orleans the night before the Packers take on the Saints. We don't have a spot picked out yet, but I am working on it. If you are, by the way, a Packers fan in the New Orleans area, so I've been doing some research, and I have some boots on the ground as far as some Saints fans that I know, but I need to hear from Packers fans in the area, because from my, you know, limited, so far, research, it sounds like the one real Packers bar in the area has closed shop. So, one, I need someone to start another one, and B, we need a spot that we can hang the night before the game. So, if you're a Packers fan in that area, and I know there are some, because this is a true story. When my girlfriend and I first started dating, we went down to New Orleans for a wedding and her family. And we were coming from a bar in the quarter and going back to our hotel. And someone stopped me on the street. It was like, Nagler. And it was a dude from New Orleans who watches Cheesehead TV. And to this day, Sarah is like, oh, you paid him to do that. But so I know there are some fans out there in the New Orleans area. Let me know. Shoot me an email, Aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Let us know where we should have the meetup the night before the game against the Saints on December 5th. Need to have it. Need the info, people. Jeff Jones, thanks for the super chat, man. For me, the defensive goal is to win without number one. A pretty significant goal, no doubt about it. And again, having guys like Zaire Franklin in the mix, Javon Hargrave, some vets who have been there and done that in all different ways, manners, etc., should help in that regard, I would suspect. But you're not wrong, especially after how we watched things flame out last year after Micah went down. Now, it's all in concert, right? It's always interconnected because it's not just Micah who went down. I think if Micah goes down in that game, but everyone else who went down in that game stays healthy, they don't lose five in a row. I'd be shocked, right? But when you lose Micah and Christian Watson in that game in particular, and Evan Williams and Zach Tom, and you lose Devontae Wyatt in Detroit, like it, that adds up. So, but you're not wrong. The idea of needing to win without Micah on the field, especially obviously in that first month of the season, goal number one. Absolutely. Jerry, thanks again, man. I will host a meetup for the Minnesota draft. There you go. Yeah, we might have to come on out there. Just, you know, be a fly in the ointment for the Vikings fans. That'd be a good time. Ooh, J-Rock. Fun theoretical concept here. Parsons, Wyatt, Tom, Kraft. Rank them in order of importance of who the Packers need to return as close to 100% as possible. I'll actually, and I know most people would probably go with Parsons first, but I'll actually go with Tom at one. Because if he is right as rain and good to go, especially right out of the gate, they can survive not having Parsons on the opposite side because they can probably control the line of scrimmage a hell of a lot better. And that should lead to not just being able to control the game, but score points and give the defense rest, etc. So I think it's Tom at one. And then I think Parsons at two, because essentially he's the biggest difference maker, definitely on the Packers roster, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But he's one of the biggest difference makers in the league in general. But even at 80, 85%, he's still smoking a large number of guys at that position league-wide. But you want his difference-making ability, obviously, right? And then I would put Kraft, and then I would put Wyatt. That's me. That's just how I look at it. I think Kraft is such a difference-maker on offense as far as his ability after the catch. And wow, speaking of Tucker Kraft, I saw, was it Hayden Winks? Somebody put out a graph that essentially featured Tucker Kraft's ridiculousness after the catch, right? That indicated his depth of target was very shallow, but his, you know, yardage gained on average per reception was insane, blah, 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 which is all that was really pointed out. Okay, fine. Wipe your hands. You're done, right? Move on. Except the internet can't move on, because then, of course, rival fans start getting involved and like, well, this is, he's in line. It's scheme specific. If you didn't have the scheme, if he wasn't able to be used in line, then, the, you know, he'd be, anybody could do that. Really? Anybody could do it? Is that why when Luke Musgrave got put in there, he couldn't do it repeatedly? And look, I understand some of this is actual analysis, like people talking about scheme. And yes, Tucker is given some advantageous moments because he's a really good blocker. So he's used in line and you see him in there and it's like, oh, is it a run to his? Oh, I don't know. So you counter probably as a defensive coordinator with probably base coverage. You're going to probably have an extra linebacker on the field because you're worried about the run. And then he releases out into the flat after starting to block. And now he's got some open space. And then he trucks a linebacker or a safety. And he has a lot of yards after the catch. So, yes, his versatility in that regard certainly helps him. But it's not like you could put anyone in there and do it. If you could, they would. Drives me insane. It drives me insane. But it also highlights the importance of Tucker Kraft and the special ability that he has, because he is a well-rounded tight end. He's not a specialist tight end, of which there are many now in this league. You know, and that's why we saw so many kind of swings at the plate, so to speak, in this draft to try and find guys that you could potentially use in line, but then send out on routes who could probably hopefully give you some yards after the catch, especially the physical aspect of the game and, you know, breaking tackles, yards after contact, etc. I'll forever hate the fucking Bears for a million reasons, but also the latest reason, taking Roush, my guy in this draft, who I think is going to be a real problem for the Packers. But yeah, Tucker Kraft is a special player. Like, ooh, it's the scheme. It's not the scheme. If it was the scheme, legit anyone could do it, including Luke Musgrave, who couldn't when given plenty of opportunities to do so. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox on that one. What else we got here, folks? I did not know the internet sounded like that. Well, that's exactly what the internet sounds like. So I have now given you a peek behind the curtain, as it were, the sounds of the internet. There you go. That is it. Got that one. Oh, I don't want to miss any super chats. That would be bad. Okay, I got that one. All right, very good. Very good. Yep, Bears got Gronk and Hernandez minus the BS coming soon. Well, I don't know. That feels overstated a little bit, but they certainly have some talent at that position. And Ben Johnson knows how to use it, man. He was doing it last year. I think Roush is really going to help him in that regard. But yes, there's little doubt that that is going to be a part of their arsenal. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? We got that one. Okay, don't want to miss anything. Ikey, I like it. New year, new team, go Pack, go! See how simple it can be and how concise and precise it can be? Absolutely love it. What else we got? I don't know about all this. Well, we could say the same about Caleb. He isn't good unless he's in Ben's scheme. Goes both ways. I can understand that viewpoint simply because his rookie year was difficult at times, but you could certainly see the talent, right? You know, it's like lots of people forget, but Aaron Rodgers, his rookie year with Mike Sherman, didn't really know what you had. You saw the glimpses, you saw talent, much like you saw with Caleb his rookie year. But yeah, it took a while. It's not that different. Sibitovich, big talker, presents ASMR internet sounds. Yes, that is where this is what this channel has now become. Menace, how you doing, buddy? It was really weird to see Matt shotgun that beer and not try and run middle draw out of it on third and short, and me actually laugh rather than the biblical tantrum. Throw a biblical tantrum. Yeah, Matt LaFleur shotgunning a beer. Hot topic on the old happy hour last night. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. Love to see it. Your mileage may vary. I thought it was awesome. Football, what's up, man? You think Gannon having coached Kyler will help us a lot when we play Minnesota? I don't know about a lot, but he'll definitely have some ideas about his tendencies and where his strengths and weaknesses are, and that should help his game plan. With that, there is zero doubt. But, like, will that be a huge advantage? I don't think so. KOC is still going to be the one calling the plays, designing the offense, and trying to put Kyler in position to succeed. That will be a fascinating battle between play callers when it comes to Gannon versus KOC. But yeah, every little bit helps, right? Every little piece of information is valuable, and Gannon should have a lot of information when it comes to, you know, where Kyler's strengths still reside and where the weaknesses and places you can take advantage of are. No doubt. Jerry, you should add a button on Cheesehead TV that plays the Bear Still Suck song. Just one click and it blasts. That's actually not a bad idea. We'd have to kind of, you know, make sure that the folks who wrote it got their due, and maybe we hook it up to their YouTube channel or something, but I like it. I like where you're at. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.